This is JIS News. Coming up, reduced gas prices to benefit Petrocaribe deal, JMB to offer services to the diaspora, and new market for St. Elizabeth. The news in detail after this break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're traveling during the holidays, unplug your cable box, TV, computers, internet modems, and any other electrical appliances that will not be in use while you are away. Once electrical equipment is left plugged in, it will burn electricity even if it's not turned on. So, whether you're traveling locally or overseas, plug out your appliances before you go and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Bowles, says recent reductions in international oil prices will see Jamaica accruing less debt under the Petrocaribe deal. Under the Petrocaribe agreement, Jamaica purchased oil or refined products from Venezuela at favorable rates and through a long-term financing agreement at low interest rates. Mr. Bowles says the steady drop in oil prices will significantly slow the rate at which Jamaica accrues debt under the Petrocaribe deal.
So when oil is at 115, the debt rises pretty steeply. When oil is at $63, it rises much more slowly. So a much slower buildup in Petrocaribe debt for us, which is another big plus.
Mr. Biles was speaking at a recent EPOC press briefing in Kingston. Members of the diaspora will soon be able to access the services of the Jamaica Mortgage Bank, JMB, when investing in housing in Jamaica. The bank will be launching a new service that is expected to focus on the technical aspect of construction financing. General Manager of the JMB, Courtney Winter, says the bank has over the years amassed significant knowledge and expertise in mortgage and construction financing, which would be useful in providing project management services to persons living abroad.
Most people who are retired would like to build a house in Jamaica, and we see where they have had issues, and the issues vary. But what we want to offer is that service where we can do the project management of the folks in the diaspora who are interested in coming back and building, to ensure that when they return home, there is a building and there is a house.
Mr. Winter was speaking at a JIS think tank session. He explained that by entering the project management market, the JMB would be tapping into one of the strengths of the organization, which it has developed in its 43 years of existence in the housing financing market. A new market built at a cost of $94 million was officially opened in Black River, St. Elizabeth, Wednesday by Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel Arscott. The market is the first of its kind in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean and is part of the vision for the overall development of agritourism and the re-establishment of Black River as a prime commercial hub. Addressing the ceremony, Minister Arscott called on all vendors and other entrepreneurs to care the facility, to refrain from selling on the street, and pay their rental fees on time and in full. Minister Arscott says the work done on the market was part of a major redevelopment program which involves 25 markets across the island. He says these markets will have proper waste management systems, sustainable rainwater harvesting facilities, and solar panels for electricity. Minister Arscott says the program is not just a market upgrade, but a transformation of public space and a vehicle for economic activity. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has commended the government of Cuba for its sustained humanitarian efforts in countries grappling with outbreaks of the deadly Ebola virus. Over the past few months, Cuba has committed dozens of doctors and health workers to the African territories seeking to contain Ebola outbreaks. The Prime Minister also thanked Cuban President Raul Castro for his positive response to Jamaica's request for experts to train health professionals in Ebola preparedness strategies and help strengthen the National Ebola Response Plan. Meanwhile, Mr. Simpson-Miller says there is scope for greater levels of merchandise trade between Cuba and CARICOM countries. The Prime Minister commended Cuba's decision to establish a CARICOM pavilion at its international trade fair in Havana next year as part of plans to encourage more businesses from CARICOM countries to invest in Cuba. The Prime Minister also urged other CARICOM nations to continue lobby efforts to the United Nations and other international fora to call for an end to the United States-imposed trade embargo against Cuba in the interest of Cuba's people. The Prime Minister was in Cuba for the fifth summit meeting between Cuba and the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, held recently in Havana. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.